إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we mentioned yesterday about the issue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Fa'il, the one who actually does everything and everything which happens according to his mashiyat and his mardi. The second part of this, which I want to remind myself on you, has to do not only with recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the Fa'il, but also recognizing our own relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He is the Fa'il. Meaning that in our life, when we see the Qudrat of Allah, when we see something happening in our life, what is our relationship with Allah at that point in time? Now, this is the topmost level of that, inshallah, is Rida bil Qada. That the person not only accepts the destiny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has written, but he is also pleased with that destiny. The example I was thinking the other day, a friend of mine, his daughter, who was about maybe 45 or something like this at that point, she suddenly died, only daughter. So I phoned him to convey my condolences. And these are not Muslim people, but they've got a coffee estate and various things. So he spoke to me and he said he appreciated the fact that I called and all that. And then he said, you know, God has been very unjust to us. God has been very unkind to us. What was the need for this? We planned so many things for her, and I built this for her, built that for her, and so on. And now he has taken away. So what are we supposed to do? Now think about this. You see, the issue is that if that person was a Muslim, then you would not expect that from that person. Tragedy is there by itself. But the Muslim recognizes the fact that the daughter was not mine. The daughter was the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created her for a particular period. And when the period was finished, Allah took her away. So what is there to be unhappy, or, you know, what is there to grieve? For a Muslim, death is his mi'raj with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day he dies is the happiest day of his life, because that is the day that he will meet his Rabb, Jalla Jalaluhu. And that is the day where he will get the reward that he has worked for all his life. That is the meaning of istihzar of the ilm. One is to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Fa'il, that Allah does, which this other Hindu gentleman also knows. He did not say that this happened because of something else. He said, no, God did this. Right? So he knows. He knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Fa'il. But what is the relationship with Allah? It's not a good relationship. Now, issue is to say that how will we have this good relationship? And for that, the other day, Azim Bhai sent me a very nice video, which is a little story about this professor who gives a test to his class. And he passes out sheets of paper facing downwards, which they are placed on their tables, and when they turn it over, there is a black dot in the center of the paper, just a black dot. And the professor says, please write something about this. So what do you write when you find a paper with a black dot on it? So they did what anybody would do. They wrote about the dot. This black dot is in the center of the paper, so many inches from the top, bottom, whatever. So when he collected all the papers, he read out all the papers to the class. Each person has written something about this black dot. Then he said, however, nobody has written anything about all the white space around this black dot. So he said, if you consider this black dot as adversity or difficulty or loss in your life, this is the reality also of our lives. I call it the speck in the eye syndrome. you are going somewhere, suddenly a small speck of dust or something gets into your eye, your whole existence concentrates on that. At that point in time, if somebody shows you the most beautiful scenery, if somebody shows you the most beautiful anything, you are not capable of seeing it. It's not because you have become blind. You are not blind. You can see. But you are not interested. You are only interested in one thing, which is get this thing out of my eye. And it's not even as if it is excruciatingly painful. I can tell you, it is not. If you stub your toe on the door, that is far more painful than that thing in the eye. But still, it completely consumes you, even though it's a speck of dust. And that is a good way, to a good illustration to understand what happens to us and why Ridha bil Qada becomes a difficult thing, because we have this tendency of focusing on the adversities, difficulties, problems of our life. And we forget all the other good things that are with us. Like the incident I narrated yesterday, the person's leg is amputated and his friend comes to him and says, "Alhamdulillah, your eyes are fine, your tongue is fine, you can speak, your ears are fine, you can hear, both your arms are fine, the other leg is fine, the rest of your body is fine. What is one leg?" He's talking about the amputation of a limb. It's not a mosquito bite. He's not talking about something simple. He's talking about something, but it's a way of looking at life and a way of recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, his famous qawl, which I always remind myself, he said, "Araftu Rabbi bi fasqi al-azahim." He said, "I recognize my Rabb from the breaking of my dreams, the breaking of my aspirations, the failure of my aspirations." Fasq al-azahim. Now, I have mentioned this before in the Ridha bil Qada lecture, but just to reiterate, sometimes we feel, you know, why did this have to happen? After all, my intention was good. I was not trying to steal something. I was not trying to do something haram. I was trying to do something halal. One step more, I was trying to do the work of Da'watul Islam. I wasn't even doing it for my own benefit. I was not getting one cent out of it. I was doing it only for the Ridha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why did this thing not happen? Or it happened, but why was it not more? Why was it not more? Now if you think about this, one example, how much salt do you put in food? So here is the cook, he's making a beautiful meal and he sprinkles some salt. And the salt said, "What is wrong with me? Why doesn't the cook use more? I add value, I add taste to the food." And that is true. I mean, food without salt is like sawdust, no taste. The salt actually enhances the taste buds and so on and so forth. So salt says, no, because I do this, the cook should have put maybe, you know, whole handful of salt. The cook should have put 5 kilos of salt. The cook knows how much salt to put. And the fact that the cook puts a little bit of salt shows the excellence of the cook. If the cook puts more salt, the food will be inedible. You won't be able to eat the food. So this is the, when we understand our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fa'il, and then to have this connection and ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a person actually feels happy and says, "Allah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah." That is where the salaf, even in cases of loss, grievous loss, they said, "Alhamdulillah." And you sometimes think, how can they say alhamdulillah? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to say, "Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal." All praise to Allah in every situation. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, how good is the condition and situation of the believer that if he has, Allah gives him some bounty, something good, he comes to him, he says, "Alhamdulillah," he thanks him. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away something, he has sabr. So he gets rewarded when he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he gets rewarded when he has sabr. So he said, what a good situation of the believer that he gets rewarded in both situations. So the key thing to remember, therefore, is this. When we are talking about the issue of fa'il haqiqi. We are not just talking about some intellectual or philosophical concept. We are talking about our ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the fa'il, and as I mentioned, everybody knows this. Even the one who is not a Muslim understands this. And even he will say it. But the question is, do we understand it in the essence of our beings? Is there istihzar of this ilm? Has this ilm become haqiqat? That is the key. To say, has this knowledge become fact for me? I remember our Hazrat bolte the, Muazzin azan de raha hai. So the Muazzin said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Hazrat bolte the, dekh ke bol raha hai, waisi bol raha hai. To bola Hazrat, kya baat? Bole, mian aisa hai, ek khatar hua. Wo khatar hua to قاضی پوچھا کوئی گواہ ہے تو کہا میں میں گواہ ہوں اچھا کیا ہوا تو دیکھا کیا نہیں میں نہیں دیکھا مگر میں ایسے جا رہا تھا تو لوگ بول رہے تھے ایسا ایسا ہوا بھائی چلے جا تو گواہ نہیں ہو نہیں بول نہیں دوسرا آیا میں گواہ ہوں تو دیکھا میں دیکھا کیا ہوا ایسا ہوا خود دیکھا چشمہ دید گواہ ہم بھی چشمہ دید تو ارشد لا الہ الا اللہ بول رہا دیکھ کے بول رہا وہ چیز بول رہا بولتے تھے. Now, to illustrate this, you know, he used to say, when the Muazzin is calling the Adhan, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, my Shaykh used to say, is he saying it after seeing, or is he saying it without seeing? Because he is bearing witness. Is he bearing witness just by the word, or is there something else? Seeing doesn't mean, is he seeing Allah? Ye baat nahi hai. Point is that, what is the level of Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah in his heart? When he's saying, what is the trust? How much does he recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah? Does he understand what he is saying? So the issue is, and he used to say that, you know, there's a difference between somebody who is an eyewitness and somebody who is conveying some information that he has. Somebody, I have actually seen this happen. I was there, I saw it. Whereas somebody, I heard. You know, maybe good source, but I heard. So the key issue, and this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, where he said, Anta abud Allah ka annaka tarah. He said, worship Allah as if you can see Allah. Think about it. Why does he have to use these words? Worship Allah as if you can see Allah, and if you do not see Allah, know that Allah sees you. فَإِلَّمْ تَكُمْ تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَكْ. What is the meaning of that? It means this issue of al-fa'il al-haqiqi and of the istihzar of this ilm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fa'il. Now what this does and so on and so forth, we'll see inshallah. Bismillah ta'ala, if we have tawfiq and bitawfiqillahi ta'ala tomorrow. But for today is to try to understand and to feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. And that if we are accepting this fact, as I said, the fact that Allah does, everybody understands. But what is the level of acceptance in my heart? What is the level of acceptance with me? What's the level of acceptance in my heart? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fa'il. Allah is the one who does. And what is my relationship with Allah? Allah does, therefore, so what? That's the thing to ask ourselves and think about. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.